Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome to Hell or High Ranch Water.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Lila. In this podcast, we're going to try and tell you some of our best stories. Things that we've learned along the way, successes, and the total dumpster fires. Life comes at you fast.
It's going to be a fun ride. Come Hell or High Ranch Water. Hello, hello.
All right.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ranch Waters.
It's a Ranch Water night.
It's our first drink of the day. This is like late for us.
Oh yeah, 6:15 p.m.
On for a weekend.
If you're just starting your day, you can look forward to the end of your day. Although I did ask that these be made baby, because we are leaving from here to go out for Italian, and I'm planning a red wine situation. Yes. I'm thinking about a big fat.
Yes. Ugh.
Like that big bowl glass with like a big dry cab in it.
I was just so happy when you called me and you were like, how do you feel about Italian? And I was like, just love when we're singing from the same sheet of music.
Magically.
Ugh, it's the best.
I asked Chad what he thought about the idea, and he was like, oh, never get to go out on a school night. This is exciting.
What?
I guess.
We go out on school nights. Not on Sundays.
That is probably
Sunday is like, I cook, we have to go through the schedule, chill on the couch, like, reset. So, usually because I'm coming from something with you and I'm still hungover.
Just usually. I tried to declare, I really want Sunday night to be family night. But Charlotte is pushing back because she says it's still the weekend and we can't have family night on the weekend. But I do think we need to have this go through the schedule, like get ready for the week. And she's like, no, Sunday is fun day and I'm going to eke it out till the very, very end. So she says you need to have them on Mondays. But that's one day too late to go through the schedule. That is one day too late.
Also, do kids get Sunday scaries?
Not my kids anymore. Monday is homeschool now. I think kids get Sunday scaries.
I don't think I got Sunday scaries until I was working. So, big night last night.
Wasn't it a big night? Wasn't as big as the first night.
Should we talk about that? Let's talk about that. Because...
You want to talk about Friday night?
Because, yeah. As I drove our friend to the airport, we were talking about, so Friday night, we decided for no particular reason to throw a black tie party at your house.
That is what we did. We threw a black tie party. But we thought that by limiting the number of people...
Oh, I knew that this was going to be a gong show the whole time.
Well, I thought, and Lila let me believe that if we limited the number of people, not only would we be COVID safe, but we would also be like low key, you know, it would be like a friendly gathering of people.
In what world did I give you that indication that
you
it was going to be?
Well,
you were worried about a food fight.
You told me not to worry about a food fight.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, what is it going to be crazy? And you're like, no. You're like, I won't even do push-ups.
No, that was me ensuring that we were still going to do the party. I said, I will be Captain Responsible and make sure. That is 100%.
Captain Responsible. So let's talk about how this actually went. So I had the caterer arrive at 7, and I said, come at 7. Mm-hmm. And some people came at 7. Mm-hmm. And I thought, they'll come at 7. We're going to get people out around 9:30. Like, we're going to start to just kind of shut this down at about 9:30. Well, I don't remember what was happening at 9:30.
I knew that was not going to get shut down at 9:30.
You did tell me that we were not shutting the party down at 9:30. I was like, oh, we can have the people
There were a lot of people staying at your house.
Right, which was like half. So we can have the people who are not staying start to wind down. We went through the list. Those were not the wind downers. No, there were no wind downers. In fact, we had opened up the back patio doors, turned on the heater, and had extended the party into the backyard by 9:30.
Correct. The only people who left were the ones who didn't live in the city. They lived in Fort Worth.
Or did our friends who live west of Fort Worth drive back?
No, they stayed somewhere else.
Okay. We also had a fearless leader type individual who's very responsible leave early. He had a team call to get on.
Yeah.
Well, that happens. And but the margaritas, I thought the food was really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was tons of leftovers. We did queso, fajitas, classic Texican fare because people were coming from outside of Texas, some of them. COVID safe, very COVID safe. What was the real highlight of the party for you, Lila?
Well, let's see. I mean, how it ended is certainly the best part of the story.
Here's the thing. I thought a lot of stuff happened after, like, it felt very late to me. But as I went back through the pictures, I was able to construct a timeline of sorts. So at 9:15, there was, like, some revelry. And then we were playing a party game at 9:30. So 9:30.
When you thought it was going to be over was literally when it started, when we were playing charades.
We were playing charades.
The category was 2020. 20. So, like, yours was vaccine. Someone else had, I don't even remember.
Someone else had Joe Biden. Sure. I mean, it was this kind of thing. Yeah. There's some great photos of this. I made a very nice toast to my
You did.
Partner, Nicholas.
That was very good.
And he really liked it.
I'm so glad. You thought he was going to hate it.
Yeah, I didn't know. But
you rolled the dice.
I had some liquid courage at that point. And, then we did a photo session outside. At 10, I was doing a photo session on the porch.
Those are great.
I had lost my ability to suck in my stomach by 10 o'clock. So all photos after 10 o'clock, I look like I could be with child. who took these pictures? I would love to know. It wasn't you?
I don't know.
It might have been like Ashley or somebody like that, which would be hilarious.
I don't think that was me.
I mean,
that's amazing.
They're sweet pictures. There are some fun pictures. Okay. One of our guests came in a full elf costume.
Which I guess from the movie Elf.
Yeah, which is like a holiday. But he also had a Buddy the Elf.
It was a black tie and boots, which is literally exactly what it sounds. You wear black tie with cowboy boots. He did wear a black tie and cowboy boots with an elf costume.
Correct.
Which was amazing.
Now, the next set of pictures I really took was around about 10:48. And that's because there was Flip Cup going on my back porch.
Which I think I started.
Which you started and I refused to participate in. Because at that point, you know your limits. It was a no more for me. But everybody was having fun. There were a lot of smiling faces. And then the pictures stop. Oh, at 12. So here's the curious thing. At 12:13, I have a video of a rousing dance party.
We were so that you asked me what my favorite part was.
Okay.
Was the dance party.
The dance
and, like,
party was awesome.
And here's the whole. This was when I was taking our friend to the airport, right?
Okay.
I was like, this is what I want more of. More black ties in our friends' homes. More dance parties. We're in an age, like, we don't have dance parties anymore. At Tommy!
I fell not once, but twice on Friday night. And my back is only starting to get back to normal.
The first time you fell is very early.
Well, I tripped
over a box or something, yeah.
Yeah, that
was the first time I told you that you needed to calm down, and then you were not very happy with me.
Because I tripped over a box. The second time was like a dancing, you're too old, you went down too far. Fall.
Yeah. Yeah. So as our friend who I took to the airport, she said when she first moved from San Francisco back to New York, her first weekend in New York, I was hosting a black tie in my apartment. But she was right. I mean, not for her, but like, that was just like something we did. And the only reason why I knew it was going to be the gong show that it was is because when people get dressed up in black tie and they're amongst their close friends and it's like a contained space, it gives them a license to pretend they're back at like a sorority formal.
Right.
And like someone's crying in the corner, the dance party's epic, like there's Flip Cup or...
I don't think our crying friend cried.
You're right. She usually cries happy tears. Maybe she did. I don't know.
We didn't witness any crying. There was no crying in black tie.
Do you remember the dancing?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of good dancing.
You were very into the spinning around dancing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
You danced with me.
Yeah, because
I made you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I like that kind of dancing.
Of course, I do too.
But you don't like it with me?
No, that's incorrect.
All right.
What did I say? What do I want?
More black ties and more dance parties. Okay, more dancing. And then Lila came to me. And she came up right behind me and she goes, should we get Nick? And I was like, for what? She's like, police are here. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Police are here. It was like you said it quietly, like you didn't want me to know, but you knew I needed to know. And these sweet little police were standing right at my front door. And I said, do not get Nick. I will go speak to the police.
And then I think I went and got Nick.
Yeah, I think you went and got Nick. But by the time Nick got there, I was halfway through my conversation with them. And I was like, hello. They're like, well, whatever your neighbor's called, we're going to need you to turn it all the way down. And I was like, Like, what do you mean? She's like, we could hear it from the street. So, like, we're going to need you to turn it all the way down. And before I could get the information, I was going to try to, like, slyly ask about the front of the house versus the back of the house to try to figure out what sort of neighbor may have called, because we're on an alley system, which means that there's a lot of potential upset people I may have to deal with as a new resident.
Back to alley system, because that is a very specifically Dallas thing.
So the houses back up to each other, and there's an alley in between them.
Okay, great.
That's all. And by the way, it's great because you put your trash out in the back in the alley and you don't have to drag any trash cans anywhere out to the street or back. They're just always in the alley and the trashmen drive through the alley and pick up your trash.
But you still have to take the trash too.
You have to take a bag to the can.
But you're saying you don't have to drag the can that has wheels on it, because that is just, hard work.
There are never cans on the street.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, if you go out of town, you don't have to remember, like, someone needs to bring your trash to the street, bring it back. And, like, that's a huge hassle. So we've eliminated one major source of stress for my life, at least, by the alley system. But, I don't know what neighbor called. It's probably the people in their 80s next door. I was hoping that they could not hear us. But they apparently are probably not deaf. So we probably need to send over an apology or a gift.
I think
Well, I'm going to deliver Christmas cookies to all the neighbors.
We should probably do that, like, tomorrow.
Well, no, they're coming. They're coming. They're imported from Italy, and they're coming from Donato in California. Mm.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
I'm sure they are.
They're really nice. We don't want non-unique gifts. Although, a neighbor dropped off Godiva chocolate and wine today and put their address with their name, and I know that they didn't call.
That was very very nice.
So we can cross people off the list as they deliver gifts.
Unless someone just called and said, like, hey, someone's playing outrageously loud music, and then the cops would just drive till they heard it. I don't know.
Till they found it? No, somebody was bothered by it.
Okay, so the whole reason that we even had this thing, I'm not wearing my watch, so being mindful of our dinner time.
Oh, jeez. No, we've got time.
So the whole reason we even had this black tie is
and boots
is because of COVID, the National Finals Rodeo, which typically takes place every single December in Las Vegas, got moved from a small arena in Las Vegas to a giant baseball stadium in Arlington, suburb of Dallas. And I sent an email to a large group of our friends and said, hey, I'm going to go to this. Would y'all like to join? And then all of a sudden, this massive, epic weekend and people flying in from New York occurred. And it was amazing.
It was amazing. Originally, I couldn't attend because I was actually supposed to be in Las Vegas at a lacrosse tournament, which got moved to Tucson. And when it got moved to Tucson, I was like, I don't want to go that badly. No offense to Tucson. I just wanted to go to the rodeo really badly. So...
You still were not totally on board until the tournament altogether got canceled.
No. I was on board. I was especially on board when they made a one-parent rule, and I was like, I'm not going to be that parent.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, it's a sign that I am supposed to go to the rodeo. And then the tournament got... And then it would move to Texas, because Texas was allowing people to play, but all the poor kids... who were going to come from their places were going to have to quarantine upon return. So nobody wanted to travel. So that didn't happen. But the good thing about that is Will got to go to the rodeo with us. Because he did
not have a really great thing. He actually probably preferred the rodeo to the lacrosse tournament.
I mean, yes. Although if he had come home with a big trophy.
Correct.
Probably would have had a really good time.
It was a win-win for Will.
It was cool.
Regardless.
He got to wear his hat. He got to bring a friend because Mr. Chad treated us all to the rodeo. It was amazing.
Very, very sweet.
Very sweet. Such a treat. Everybody had a great time. They had done something really clever. They had, so the, it was a socially distanced situation, very safe, again, very, very safe. They had zip-tied closed all of the seats that were not for use because they were selling a percentage of the stadium out. And
you could only sit in groups of four.
You could only sit in groups of four, and you were 6 foot distanced from the next pod in any direction. So they skipped rows, mm-hmm. and they skipped lots of seats. And it probably took, I don't know, at least 6 minutes for us to figure out that you could slide the zip ties to the side. We were all COVID safe because we had already been together at a Black Tie and Boots affair dancing to our favorite tunes. But I think it was special for you because you and the rodeo go way back.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't really know. So Houston, where I'm from, there is the world's largest and richest rodeo. It used to be called the Houston Fat Stock Show. And has been a
fat stock.
Fat stock, yeah, it's livestock.
You don't want skinny stock.
That's true. That's true. I wonder when it went from fat stock to livestock.
I don't know. Livestock show. And
well,
rodeo?
Or is there a difference?
I've never heard fat stock. That sounds like a colloquialism, but sure.
I mean, I'm like having fat stock show. Yeah.
Is there a fair with the Houston Rodeo?
I wouldn't call it a fair. I don't know. What do you mean? No. Well, how are you defining fair?
Like in Austin, there's like carnival rides, games. It's a fair. Yeah.
That's a carnival.
But there's a fair. What's the difference between a fair and a carnival?
I would think a fair is like a bazaar, like a thing, like things where you can buy stuff like that. Yes, that happens at a rodeo.
Yeah. There's also, I mean, it's a full.
I mean, it's ginormous.
The State Fair, the Austin Fair, the Houston Fair and Rodeo.
Mm.
No, not in Houston. Okay.
Houston Fair Rodeo. And so it's very much a cultural event. So the whole month of March.
Okay.
There are 55,000 volunteers, different committees, everything from different wine committees, which my mother wants to be a part of now that she's retiring, to what I am. Which is a rodeo announcer.
How long have you been a rodeo announcer?
Not very long. But let's rewind to when I was living in New York. And I would, every year would come down. I came to Houston once a year, which is crazy. I never went. We always went to South Carolina. And the only time I came, funerals occasionally.
Good to know.
Yep. The only time I came to Houston was for rodeo. And I brought a bunch of friends every year. And one of my very friends, who was also my boss, had been at Goldman for a long time, asked my mom, Nancy, did you ever think Lila would be on Wall Street for this long? This is in like my seventh or eighth year. My mom looks her dead in the face, goes, oh, all I ever thought Lila would amount to is a rodeo announcer. And so here I am.
A rodeo announcer.
A rodeo announcer. In fact. But only for one event.
And what event is that?
That is the mutton busting, which is when we put 5 and 6 year olds on sheep with hockey helmets and vests and say, how long can you hang on?
Okay, wait. Can we like actually review what mutton busting is? So don't the sheep run from like one end to the other?
Yeah. So they're actually not very smart.
The sheep.
Correct.
I think that's why they have shepherds as a famous.
Well, they also like, so when you, the first sheep that goes out, like we put sheep at the end because they're herding.
Yeah, they're going. That's like, I got to go to my buddy. So that's how they even know that they're going somewhere. Otherwise, they would just be standing around, walking around.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
This is why shepherds are a thing.
Shepherds are a thing.
Yeah. Okay. So do the kids, so how many kids can go in a mutton busting thing? Like in a race?
A night? I think they've got 12. It used to be 10.
They go all at the same time? Or are they going heats?
It's like bull riding. It's the same thing. It's just a set of
It's one child at a time.
What?
You think it's a race? I thought it was like a race.
Oh, God. Have you never seen this?
No. That's why I'm asking you about it.
I'm just shocked.
She's shocked that I've never seen mutton busting. I've seen a little pig race.
That's pig races.
But those are races. They all go at the same time.
Okay, the only reason why I'm completely perplexed by your lack of knowledge in the mutton busting arena is because Will, your son, wants so badly to be a bull rider.
Yeah, we're way past mutton busting. How could that be relevant?
Because in the very beginning,
There was no very beginning. The very beginning of the rodeo obsession for our family was like a year ago.
I'm aware. So
we were way past mutton busting.
I went to y'all's other house and was like, "Will, tell me everything you know about mutton or everything you know about bull riding." And then Charlotte was the one who was like, "I actually want to ride a sheep." And then you were like, "Oh man, I wish, you know, we were in Houston or in Texas when the kids were little and could have done the mutton busting." And like we talked about all this because I told Will the reason he couldn't be a bull rider is because these kids have been riding sheep since they were four.
That is not the main reason Will can't be a bull rider.
He's too tall and you shouldn't.
And his mother won't let him and those things. But, well, why did you think I knew the specifics of this? This is a technicality. One child at a time, 10 children at a time, although it sounds really fun. You just tell me. Just acknowledge that the image of releasing 10 children or 12 at once, all in their little vests and helmets, holding on to a sheep, and the sheep are all running around, and you just wait until there's still a kid on top.
And that's a winner chicken
that's
dinner.
That's a way better sport. I think that my conception of this is let's start our
own, because we are talking about doing this.
Okay,
not our own sport, but like you know, doing
a little rodeo
with the kids.
Okay,
that's an amazing idea. What would you call that?
Sheep racing.
But they're not racing.
They're gonna race. They're gonna.
The kids. It
but
becomes
you want
a time
to go to the other side. You got to get to the other side.
That's a lot of black t-shirts over there that Nick has.
Oh, we're in my closet where Lila's observing the couture of the day.
So,
I think it's a great idea.
No, I think it's a phenomenal idea.
I think it's way more chaotic, way more ridiculous. Hard to watch your own kid, you know?
Yes.
More efficient for sure.
So, there's an indoor arena.
I guess the kids can get trampled by anyone's sheep in that.
Yeah, this sounds like a terrible idea.
It's a great idea, everyone. I've got to figure this out.
So there's an indoor arena and an outdoor arena. In the outdoor arena, there is a quote-unquote show every hour, right?
Okay.
From 11 a.m. till, I can't remember.
What kind of show?
Just mutton busting. So people come.
There's mutton busting every hour.
Out in the outdoor arena.
For how many days? 30?
The whole month. It's 3 and change weeks.
3 weeks, you got about, let's call it 20 days.
Yeah, it's a little over 20 days.
21 days, and every hour starting at what, 4 p.m.?
No, at 11 a.m.
From 11 a.m.
until probably the last show's at 7 or 8.
So you got about 9 hours.
So, yeah.
9 per day, 9 times 21.
There's a 20-something. I can't remember the exact
number. We're just going to say 9 times 20 because that's an even number. So you got 180. mutton busting competitions.
5 and 6 year olds.
5 and 6 year olds. And you're going to do about 10. So you got somewhere on the order of 2,000 children doing mutton busting each year at the Houston Rodeo.
They're dying to do it.
2,000. But some people, can you go twice?
You can go twice. I'll tell you a story in a second. Then there's the indoor arena, right?
Okay.
So Energy Stadium probably holds, I don't know, 80,000 people, whatever a normal football stadium holds.
Not this year, but sure.
Yeah, in a non-COVID year, and trying to get your kid into that one. That's what everyone wants to do. It's the best event, and actually most watched event, at least in Last Action Rodeo.
Is the outside event a qualifying event for the inside event, or, like, how do you qualify to get inside?
There's legitimately a lottery.
Oh, it's a lotto.
And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why certain people are on the mutton busting committee.
That's intense, Lila. But you will have put in many years in mutton busting before your kids get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying there's some politics.
When is there not?
I don't know.
I'll tell you a really sweet story. So,
talk this way.
I don't know why I keep looking that way.
Talk this way.
Is it because we have to sit so close to the mic?
She doesn't like looking in my eyes. Okay.
Super sweet story. It was right before COVID started. It was a Monday. My family all came, and
it was a Monday in March. It was the rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay. That was right before COVID got, like, real.
Yes.
Did they cancel the rodeo this past year? Did they, like, quit it in the middle?
Yes.
It was a question.
Yeah. They quit everything. Everything stopped in March.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about that, but
it's not that interesting.
It's not that interesting.
That's a sad story, not a sweet story. Okay, sweet story.
Sweet story. So I It was the first, I don't remember if it was 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., but the first show of the day in the outdoor arena. And so I try to get to know the kids' names because there's an announcer in the booth and then I'm in the dirt. So I've got one of those head mics on and I can't hear. So it's easier if I know something about the kid, right? So I'd be like, you know, we've got Will here. He's from Dallas. His favorite color is blue. He loves eating cotton candy and he is riding the fastest sheep we've got, Lamborghini, right? So like, it's way easier for me to get all that info on the front end.
Right. Yes.
So this sounds terrible, but this kid is wearing a mask under his hockey helmet.
Because COVID has already sort of started?
Correct.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my. This is before we knew what COVID really was. And,
okay.
You know, there's sanitation stations everywhere. And at the time, I thought it was overboard. So the kid with the mask hangs on, has a great ride and wins. And he signs, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want their picture taken with the announcer because I like make a big, big, big deal out of it. And we interview him. There's a TV camera. So they get the thing, the video. So he signs up again. So I'm back in the line, meeting all the kids, getting all their names. And it's the same kid in the
mask. Are we at the indoor arena?
This is the outdoor arena.
Okay.
Much smaller. A few hundred people.
Okay. So he signs up again. How often can you do it?
You can do it as many times as you want. It's $30.
Ah. There is some barrier to entry.
Low barrier to entry.
But yes. Okay.
So, $20. I don't know. There's a nominal fee. And you sign up right then. Right? So, like, I'm walking around the carnival area saying, we've got our next show in 30 minutes. If you're 5 or 6 years old and under 60 pounds, come on over. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you weigh the kids?
Yeah.
To make sure they don't hurt the sheep?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
I'm glad that my job is not to tell the kids that weigh too much that they can't ride. Not my job.
Not your job.
So anyway, so this kid's sitting back down and his parents had come over and were like, thank you so much. I mean, it's very arbitrary, these kids scoring of riding sheep in the outdoor arena, right? Like, I'm not a judge.
Is it the same as bull riding? Like, if you stay on for 8 seconds, you get a score? Or is it just how long you stay on?
It's a scored event.
Oh, so who does judge mutton bustin'? Oh, you do judge it.
That's like one of many dirty little secrets. Like most people who watch think that there's like actual judges judging them in the same way that there is in bull riding. But it's
not.
Do
you give points?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what they think happens is that there's an earpiece in your ear and the judges said, like, that was an 86. And you're like, it's an 86. But really, you're just like, it's an 86.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't give kids below a certain, you know, everybody's got 80 or above because, you know, whatever.
Is there a no score situation? I mean, like, will there be a not qualified ride or everybody gets a...
Everyone gets something.
Everybody gets a score.
Yeah. Aww. I know.
I mean, they're five.
Five. I try and say their names as many times as possible. Because parents love to hear, I mean, they're all filming on their phone, right?
Right.
Parents love to hear their kids' names as many times as possible, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, this kid with the mask, I couldn't believe he won. Like, legitimately could not believe it.
Because people wearing masks are losers?
I thought they were, like, just, like, total wusses. So his parents came over and were like, thank you so much. I think they knew the joke of, like, I made the score up, right? You have no idea how much this means to our family. I was like, oh, okay. Like, you hear this all the time, right? But there was something in her tonality that I knew was different. And she says, we just came from MD Anderson, and what's kept him fighting cancer has been wanting to come here and ride the sheep because his two older brothers both won buckles here. And he wants to be a rodeo cowboy. He wants to ride bulls. And so...
Wow.
And I'm like tearing up. Then I obviously had him win again. He did a great ride. And so I, you know, made an even bigger deal. You know, I was like, and here, I don't remember the kid's name. I have it in an email somewhere. Whatever. Little Johnny here. He's come straight from MD Anderson. He's beaten cancer. Everybody get up off your feet.
I want to know what happened to that kid.
We actually ended up, so I wrote this whole thing up to the whole leadership to, get some press on it.
Okay.
I don't really know what happened.
Oh, this was this past year.
Yeah. Then Rodeo got canceled. But it was amazing. It was amazing.
That is amazing. And I mean, now we know why he had a mask on. That seems totally reasonable.
Totally reasonable.
Might have worn a mask always, because who knows what his immune system was.
I bet he did.
But also, so cool that his parents let him go do something that was so physical and kind of dangerous.
Yep.
And like, I mean, I guess if they had two other kids that were winning buckles, then they were inclined. But that is awesome. Every kid has a story. You know, like, not everyone's fighting cancer, right? But like, you don't know what kid has like, comes from a rough home, like, or got their teeth knocked out last week, or just like skinned their knee. Like, for every kid, that's their experience. It's really special that you do that, Lila.
It's one of my favorite things.
Should you go to dinner? Is it time?
I don't know. I'm not wearing a watch. It's charging.
It's
time to go.
It's time to go to dinner.
Okay.
All right. We can pick this thread back up. I feel like there's like a lot more to talk about the rodeo.
Yeah.
Maybe not. We're
done. I don't know.
Well, we can continue if we want. Not right now.
Yeah. Well, what are we talking about?
I don't know. I think rodeo education could be a really important topic for people. I mean, look at everything I learned, and I like grew up in Texas.
It was cool last night having so many people from New York. That first of all, the whole people in their normal clothes seemed like total costumes to the New Yorkers.
People in their normal
right, like,
clothes.
Yeah, like the rodeo attire.
Oh, people in rodeo attire.
Yeah.
It looked like they were wearing a costume.
Correct.
Because the New Yorkers did not understand
Correct.
That people wear Wranglers, boots, hats,
well, also like the bell bottom situation back when all the bedazzled and, you know, that was interesting.
I mean, that's their rodeo wear. They don't always wear it every day.
Correct.
It's not a costume.
Correct. Yeah.
But they go to the rodeo constantly.
Yeah, but it was fun for a lot of our friends that said, this is my first rodeo.
This is my first rodeo. Mm-hmm. There was some cuteness about that. For those of us for whom this is our first rodeo, is this the last event?
Yeah.
And it was. It was bull riding.
Yeah.
I like watching it.
Just not with your son
doing
it.
I just want my son falling off a ball.
Again,
I'm not saying that you disagree.
Yeah. I don't think I've totally encouraged it. Annabelle seems to think that I've disproportionately encourage whatever Will wants to do,
and to the exclusion of what she wants to do. But welcome to being on the inside with children. Mom, you said I could. I said maybe we will talk about it one day. Right? That is, you said I could. So,
okay,
all right, let's go to dinner.
Okay.
This has been lovely. Cheers.